All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this little sponsoring boot camp that we are going to have today. I'm so glad that you joined, whether you're listening now or you're listening later. I think it's a really great way to sort of get some ideas and think about your 60-second commercial and what you want out of this business and really sort of fine-tune. And let me just preface this by, I have a bad cough, so I'm sorry if I'm going to keep hacking through this. I will try my hardest not to. But and also, if you guys want to, if you've got background noise, you can star 6 yourself to mute and star 6 to unmute if you want to ask a question later. Or if all is quiet, then that is great. So basically, you know, I really wanted to do this sponsoring call because I am in a position with my business where I really need to sponsor more. You know, sponsoring is a great way, as we all know, to sort of layer our income and, you know, bring more people in. And frankly, it's so much fun, too. I absolutely love it. I love sharing our opportunity. But there are times in my business where that sponsoring hat may have been off for a while, and I really didn't get a chance to focus on it, whether I was focusing on, you know, my own personal trunk shows or planning some meetings or traveling or whatever it was, it got away from me. And frankly, I am in a position where I have literally zero of new line GCV. And for people who are interested in being a star and above, that is one element that we need to have. You know, we need to have 1,500 new line GCV over a rolling 4-month period. And that may sound confusing, but essentially what it is just trying to sponsor one or two people a month. And if you do that, you are going to be in great shape. And this really is for any level stylist, but for when you get to star, they really want you to continue to sponsor because this is a business that's cyclical. People can flex in and they can flex out. And if you're getting to a point of, you know, star and up, you're making some really great money and you don't want to lose that. So it's just one of those things that if we just keep sponsoring, we'll always be in a good shape. And, you know, we can't control anyone's life. You know, people start it up and it's a very low-cost entry, it's an easy in, and it's an easy out with this business. So we never know how it's going to work out in someone's life or if there's going to be some major situation shift that happens in their life that they have to take a step back from the business or whatever. So I just felt that I'm in this position where I really need to sponsor, and I really want to sponsor, and I got to get that 60-second conversation going more. And so I felt if I'm really going to focus on this week, and really this whole month with this new stylist sign-up special, I really wanted to bring that to you all too in hopes that maybe you'll get one little ounce of, you know, an idea or an inspiration or something that will work for you to help grow your team and layer your income, because we have so much room for growth. Jessica was just here in Connecticut last week and talked about how two out of 10 guests who have come to a trunk show in the United States have ever even heard of Stella & Dot. So we are teeny tiny over here still in the U.S. and over across the pond in the U.K. and now France and Germany all over, even smaller than that. Our opportunity is huge. And since we don't do big advertisements with this business, it really is referrals and word of mouth, and it's us marketing our businesses. So, you know, my hope is that you guys will never be in the situation where you will need new line GCV. And if, you know, you are, there are some people on this call who may be in that position where they just need a little bit more. Some of them may need a lot more. Some of them may not even be at that position at all of needing that for, you know, stylist or lead stylist, or excuse me, senior stylist. But when one of us finds ourselves in that lower position of having not sponsored very much, it's probably because we're not sponsoring consistently. We're not either, or we're, number two, not doing enough trunk shows. Or number three, we're, you know, not going into our trunk shows with our leader hat on. And this is one thing that I think is really important to do. When we have these shows, we know that our personal business comes A number one. That's really what we want to do in order to fuel our business with all the different contacts that we can have, and then we can go out and talk to them about it. So really, the trunk show is just the beginning of the whole process. You know, for a long time, I sort of thought like, oh, the trunk show, great. I did the trunk show, fantastic. I had fabulous sales, and that was that. But that's really just the platform to help you get going, because once you've done that show and the orders are in, now you have all these fabulous contacts to build your team with. And so it's a lot of follow-up. And follow-up absolutely takes time to do it, but it is absolutely worth it, and it's something that I personally need to get better at. Now, in reality, I'm not able to follow up with every single person at a trunk show. I would love to, and hopefully in some perfect world out there someday, I will be able to do that, but with the time that we have, I don't have it right now. So what I'm really going to be focusing on, particularly this fall and also going back through my past contacts, is picking and choosing some of the people that I've met or will meet who've struck something in me that makes me feel like they would be a great stylist. So I want to go into every single trunk show and really look at that as like, here's my golden opportunity. Here's my platform. Here are the people who are going to be experiencing this great trunk show and be able to have a really good idea of what it's all about. So much easier than making those cold calls. So that's a number one, which I would start with. And I'm going to go into that trunk show with a leader hat every single time I walk in. I want to certainly talk to the hostess before I get there about that, you know, plant that little seed about the opportunity. It could, you know, depending on her situation, it could be a real conversation about the opportunity before you've even done the show. Or it could be something that you haven't even, you know, vaguely, or she hasn't even vaguely thought about the idea, but you could just plant a little seed. But always include your hostess in the opportunity conversation, because even if it's not something for her, it may be something for someone else that she knows. And then, of course, we always bring those two opportunity kits to every single trunk show, and I make sure to give those out. Even if for some reason I didn't really connect with someone who I thought might have been, you know, a great stylist for whatever reason, whether she's, you know, fun or social, she wants some money for whatever reason, or, you know, is looking to make a new switch in a career, whatever the case may be, they may have friends. So I make sure to really get to know those people at trunk shows and pass at least two off and then give one to the hostess for sure. And, you know, throughout this whole process, you know, you may be a stylist who's sort of been in a sponsoring rut like myself. And so I truly feel like if I can just tweak a couple little things, great things will happen from that. And you may be someone who hasn't even started thinking about sponsoring yet. And for you, just again, also same thing, tweaking a little thing, adding a couple sentences into your group hello can really change your business. So one of the things that I always do when I'm going to the trunk show is I talk about my story very briefly. And I think what I'm going to do now is going into the group hello, talk about that in the very beginning. And I want people to sort of understand what this is all about. Certainly we want to be there styling people. That's a number one. You want to make sure that you fit that in there because that's really why they came. They didn't come to get pitched a job, but they came to sort of learn, you know, hang out with their friends, connect, you know, get some styling tips, maybe check off some gift lists. But what they may not know is that this could be a fabulous business opportunity for them as well. So I just like to really briefly start with saying something like, you know, thank you all so much for coming, and thank the hostess. This is such a fun treat. I absolutely love this job. I used to be in publishing. I had zero background in this industry whatsoever, but I absolutely love getting to meet people like you, and we have fun styling, and you know, we've actually got a great little special going on. So if you're someone who might be looking to make a little extra cash, please come see me, or if you know anyone, it's a really, really fun opportunity, and 70% of our stylists work at another job. We have doctors and lawyers and accountants, so it's a really great opportunity to reach out and do something different, especially at this holiday season, and I'd love to tell you about the special. But anyway, let's get into the styling. So, I mean, that's sort of how I would pop that out there, like very casually. And then people, it just sort of starts the conversation, and I find after I've done the group hello, which again, we all, you know, some of us struggle to do that, and some of us are getting more and more used to it, and I truly feel like that is a golden opportunity to just plant these little seeds to a big group of people. And then throughout the show, we can sort of work on that one-on-one conversation and relationship, and some more questions may develop because I put that out there, because I maybe talked about myself instead of saying that necessarily they should think about doing this job whatsoever. I always like to talk about the fact, I really put it in the words, like if you know anyone who's looking to make a little extra cash or maybe, you know, wants to make a career change, please let me know. I'd love to share some information. I find that's a really nice way to sort of go about it because I'm not feeling salesy or really pitchy, but yet I'm also encouraging them to think about people besides themselves, because ultimately, you know, if someone's talking to them them about a sales pitch whatsoever. They are immediately thinking about themselves, and they may be in that position of, I do have a full-time job. There's no way that this could be for me. But yet they might not automatically think about their friend or their neighbor or their cousin in Texas who just lost her job, whatever the case may be. But then they also may think, oh, God, this sounds like too good of a gig. I'm actually going to go for this myself. And I love to talk about how we're going, you know, we're expanding internationally too, so that people also think about, you know, I may say, if you know anyone in France, we just opened France a few days ago, and what a great opportunity it is over there. You know, so I'll pop those little ideas into people's heads as well. And I really, with the group, hello, also talk about how we're such a small company and why now is such a great season to start. And this may be, again, in your group, hello, you have to sort of check every single group, hello, that I do is a little bit different based off of the crowd that's there. But if I have a little more time to go into it, I may talk about why it's such a great season to start. We've got our fabulous holiday collection and the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and that we're, you know, raising funds to help those programs. And then also just how it's a great way to sort of bring some cash in the door, you know, over the holiday season. Maybe take care of the holiday gifts and, you know, or plan some trip or whatever the case may be. And, you know, think about maybe you do one a month, one trunk show a month, or maybe it's one a week. And I definitely do like to explain that 70% of our stylists do have another job. So then once we sort of get into the trunk show and I'm getting to know them, I have that chance to say, you know, once I've learned, like, maybe she's a, you know, stay-at-home mom, you know, you might want to think about something like this. I have three little kids, and it works so well with my life because I work during the day, I pick up the school kids after school and take them to all their activities. You know, maybe I have Thursday nights or maybe my trunk show night. Or, you know, I love to do like Tuesday mornings, you know, drop off and drop in 9 to 11. Or maybe even if it's a working crowd, I love to do, you know, a Friday lunch hour or even a Friday happy hour. You know, if you're talking to a manager who might be interested in doing something a little bit different for, you know, their employees. So I like to talk about those little things with different people that I'm talking to about the throughout the trunk show about the opportunity. And lots of other words that you can say can be found in the October words to say, and also be sure to look through the October success plan because that will give you a lot of different ideas too. I think one of the best things you can do too is, you know, sort of create a template each month because we have different things that go on with the business every single month, and this season is obviously so great. I've probably got three or four, maybe even five different sponsoring templates that I'm using this particular season and this week in particular since I'm really focusing on it, where I'm thinking about that person that I'm reaching out to and maybe she works full-time. And so I've got a certain email template that will be geared towards how this business could work in her life for that reason. Or I may have one who's the stay-at-home mom, or I may have one who's like the empty nester or someone in her 20s. So all those different things, you know, if you can make some templates for yourself, I think it will be so much easier too. And, you know, a lot of times what I will do is hopefully try to make some follow-up calls after the show and really reach out to them and maybe even say, you know, I am so sorry that I didn't get a chance to chat with you more at the show, but I wanted to follow up with you because of X, Y, or Z. You know, maybe I saw you styling your friend in the other end of the room, and I just thought you would be such a natural at this. And I'm not sure if you ever thought about something like this, but I would love to, like, talk to you about it because it's been such a great benefit to my life and my family's life that I love to share the opportunity. And I really am very genuine in my comments to that particular person. I don't just, you know, say any sort of thing. I really want her to understand that I am really thinking specifically about why this could fit into her business. And those of us on this call, we all know that this business can fit in so many different lifestyles. So just finding how you're going to talk about that would be great. And then maybe, you know, saying to her, you know, I'm going to send you a little information, you know, about the opportunity. And, or, you know, did you get a chance to look at our website? Or did you look at any of the materials that I sent home with you? You know, what are you thinking? You know, that sort of thing. And then just sort of stop and hear what she has to say. And maybe she's like, you know what, I never thought I would do this, but I am sort of intrigued by it. You know, tell me a little bit more. Or it may be, oh, God, I can't even imagine doing anything like this because I've got the kids and I'm doing fundraising and I'm just, you know, doing all the PTO stuff. There's no way. And then you can, you know, work it in and say, I know, I've done those exact same things. Or, you know, sort of whatever your story is, or maybe you have a stylist on your team or you're a friend with another stylist who's in that sort of same situation, whatever the case may be. But you can explain how this business really can work into her life on her own speed, at her own own time frame. And I think the more we talk about this, the more we have the confidence. And confidence is what it's really all about. I mean, there are times when I've gone through the rut of not having that sponsoring conversation. This week, I am really fine-tuning it, and it's helping me with my sponsoring conversation. But because I'm focusing on it, just like anything that we have with this business, if you need to book shows, if you focus on the words to say to book those shows, and that's what you, you know, zero in on doing, that is what's going to come around. And I know that if I focus on my 60-second sponsoring commercial, excuse me, it will come around. And, you know, Jessica was even saying, which I totally agree with, you know, 60-second commercial, really think about it. Like, write it down. Take a couple minutes this week and write down, what is your story? Why do you love this business? Why is it that you started in the very beginning? And talk about it and maybe write it down, you know, edit it a little bit. Talk it out. You're in the mirror, you're in the shower, you're driving the car, whatever the case may be, talk it out. You may even be able to record it on your phone and just sort of see how does that sound. And the more you talk about it, the more fine-tuned it will be. And then I would just memorize it once you've got it together, and then you're going to be ready to go. I know Val has been doing this quite a bit. She's been talking about how she's been working on her 60-second commercial, and it's ready to go. So wherever we are in our life, it helps us get out of our house and do our different things, but we're prepared and able to use those words. It really takes, seriously, only about 30 minutes to practice it, and you'll be a pro. 30 minutes. Think about trying to find some time and how that's going to work for you. Because I think when you have that and you have that confidence and you're ready to chat about it, things will happen. I'll tell you a story of what happened to me this past weekend. I went to my little nephew turned one, and my brother and sister-in-law had a party, 70 people at this party. I was not thinking about Stella and Dot necessarily or finding anyone out there to talk about. I was thinking about Stella and Dot because I always am, I feel like, in the back of my mind. But I was like, this was not what I was gunning on doing when I got there. I was there to celebrate. But, you know, I just had my 60-second commercial down, and I had been fine-tuning it because I found, like, over the past, you know, few weeks when I've been talking about it, I think I've been talking a little too much. I've been giving too many details because I really want to, you know, get someone in. I think they're, you know, I'm so excited about it, and I was just sort of diarrhea of the mouth and too much. And so I really sort of honed that in. I was like, you know what, less is more. And so I went back to what really I liked about this opportunity when I first started, and I loved the flexibility. What woman does not want to be, you know, have that flexible, lucrative, you know, opportunity to bring some money in the door on her own time and not have someone, excuse me, that she has to answer to every single day? Obviously, a ton of great advice and support, but at the end of the day, it's her own business. And that was really probably the most appealing thing to me, and I truly feel like that's universal, worldwide, what women, you know, appreciate, along with sparkly, fabulous things and their good friends. So I think that that is something that really helped when I went to this trunk show or went to this party, because I went in, we were chatting, and, you know, I like to try to find a way somehow, especially with people that I don't know that well, to sort of work in the fact that I actually do work from home. And I find that that can start the conversation. I'm always, of course, wearing my jewelry and things like that. But if there's someone who I'm like, gosh, this person, you know, darling, you know, I don't know what her life story is like or anything, but maybe she'd be interested. Or if she's not interested, I look at people's like, well, maybe she's a lead to another person who would be. So I sort of like to talk about the story very casually. So, you know, we were chatting, and she has a little one-year-old, and my kids are older, 11, 6, and 9. And so we were just chatting all about that, and I said, oh, gosh, I know. You know, it's so busy. I work from home, you know, full-time, and my husband works from home full-time, and, you know, we're really busy, but we make it work. And, you know, she didn't – sometimes they'll say, oh, really, what do you do? And then I can go into it. She didn't say that right away, but she said, oh, yeah, when I used to work, blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm looking for something. I don't know. I was like, really? I'm like, you know – I have a great idea for you that you might want to consider. And she's like, oh, really? You know, I said, I absolutely love what I'm doing. And she says, what is it you're doing? And so I explained a little bit, and I said, I just love the fact that, you know, I've got my three little kids, you know, and I can work on my time frame and bring them to school and pick them up every day. And, you know, it's so much fun. I get to wear my business around. Like, this is some of the jewelry, and it's always, like, you know, hot and trending. And I just think it's a super fun business. And I said, frankly, I was in publishing before, and I love the fact that there are no jewelry emergencies. There are no handbag emergencies. You know, I really try to make the conversation very light because that's what it is, and it's so true, and it can be. And people can then, if they decide to sign up, take it as seriously or as low-key as they want to. But to get in the door, people are not going to want too much information. They're not going to want to be pitched something that is sounding very serious and like a lot of work. So I think less is more, and focusing on, you know, the low-key, fun aspects of this business. You know, the bulk of our stylists are hobbyists, and they love to do it whenever they want to do it. And so I really try to take that approach with it. And then, you know, so we chatted about it more and more. She said, you know, I've been thinking about doing something, but I didn't really know what to do. This really sounds fun. Long story short, we chatted for quite a while, and then I luckily had the lookbook, but I didn't have the opportunity brochure, which I'm kicking myself about. But I did track her down via Facebook, messaged her, and she said, you beat me to it. I'm so excited. You know, like, I definitely want to talk with you. And I think she's going to sign up, and we're going to have coffee tomorrow. So, you know, it was just one of those things that I had it prepared. I was focused on it. I knew I wanted to get the message out there. But I did it, and it really was a very casual way. So, that just gave me the confidence to be like, okay, that worked, and I can do that. And if I keep talking about it and keep getting that confidence, then it'll be so much easier to share it. It's just like when you're trying to make those booking phone calls. If you haven't booked in a while and you're feeling like, oh, God, it's hard to do, it's hard to make those phone calls. But once you get one booking on your calendar, you're thinking, oh, my God, I am so psyched. I just feel like a huge weight gets lifted. I'm really happy. And then the conversation with future booking, you know, potentials is even easier. So, you know, I would definitely think about why that person could enjoy it and share it with them when you're talking to that person. And I really feel like the more we talk about it, like abundance, like the more trunk shows I have, the more stylists I have, the more, you know, GCB and all that, abundance brings me happiness and peace, and so that's what I'm going to be working towards. So this week, I'm going to be leaving some messages and, you know, hopefully trying to call people. I think first and foremost, I'm going to reach out to my past hostesses. So I'm going down that list, and I love in our lounge that we can go to our contacts and see past hostesses, past or potential stylists, potential hostesses, and sort of zero in on those guys, zero in on some people who maybe, you know, were big or great customers for me. But with the hostesses, I'm going to go back and just say, you know, I'm so sorry that I did not talk to you more about this, you know, a long time ago, because I really always thought that you would be so great at this. And I don't, life got away from me or whatever, but right now we have this incredible special going on, and I would be remiss if I did not connect with you and just let you know that I think you would be great at this sort of thing. And, you know, I'm not sure what's going on in your life these days, but if it's something that you're slightly intrigued about, I'd love to find a few minutes to chat with you about it. And then, you know, if she's there, great, we can sort of continue the conversation or sort of see what she thinks about it. If she's not there, I may leave a message because, frankly, I usually don't like to leave a lot of messages, but I'm so busy and I want to reach as many people as I possibly can. So I am going to be leaving messages this week, and I'm going to say something like, you know, even if it was a past customer maybe who I had written down on my paper order form back in the day when we used those, that, you know, she might be a good stylist, or for whatever reason, I really tried to write a lot of notes down. So I'm going to go through, after my hostesses, I'm going to go through my order forms and sort of check in, like, who did I, you know, remember, who did I write down as about a stylist, and hopefully I wrote some good notes detailing that around them. But I may say something, excuse me, like, you know, hello, you know, Susie, you may not remember me, but, you know, I hope you're well, and I hope you're loving your Stella & Dot. I was the stylist over at, you know, Joanne's show, and I just wanted to follow up with you because we have this incredible special going on this month, and I just have loved how this business, Stella & Dot, has worked for my life, that I have you in the back of my mind, and I should have reached out to you before, but I thought now would be such a great time because they just came out with this, and, you know, I think you would be so great at it, and it really might fit with your life, and, you know, in this, is this something that you might be interested in, you know, and then say, even in the voicemail, just say something like, I'm going to email you some details in case you're interested, or maybe you know someone else who is and would love to hear from you. And, you know, just sort of leave it at that. And I may even say something like, you know, or if a trunk show is, you know, more up your speed, I would love to do that. We're having a great success with, you know, our fabulous brand new holiday collection that just came out. It'd be it's such a great reason to get together, you know, with your friends. I may add that sort of thing in there because I also do secondarily want to add a few more shows into my October calendar. And so I'm going to be, for that sort of pitch, I'm going to just be talking about, you know, We're so excited to be partnering with the Noreen Frazier Foundation this month and helping raise awareness about breast cancer research and funding. And so, you know, I would love to be able to do a show and sort of bring that all together and sort of help empower women, and would love to do it. Why not do it this month when we can give back at the same time? That sort of thing. So it depends on who you're talking to, but those are some of the words that I'm using in different case scenarios. And like I said earlier, when I have these different templates, you know, based off of certain people, I can just copy-paste. So I'm going to leave the voicemail messages or hopefully connect with them, and then I'm going to follow up with the email. And that's the key. It's like, besides just leaving the message, you've got to follow up. Having those templates are going to be easy and make your life so much easier. Or maybe you do it the other way around, and maybe you send them a quick email first and then do the follow-up. Just make sure that you follow up with the other way, you know, when you right after you do, and that will really bring your business forward. Think about your older customers, you know, talk about, you know, how it's working for you over the past few years. You're still doing it. You're absolutely loving it, but yet we're so tiny as a company and we're looking for more stylists, particularly in the season when it's such a great, there's such a great need for getting our product out there. And I think by doing this more and more, we will get our mojo going so that our 60-second commercial will be great. So, you know, maybe think about your week and think about, okay, I'd like to call 25 people this week or reach out to 25. I think I'm at 22 right now, and I'm going to try to go for 40 people. We'll see what happens, but I'm going to really try that. And, you know, at least reach out to actually trying to talk to that many people, certainly leaving that many messages. Maybe it's 5 people a day. Maybe you push yourself and you think, depending on where you are in your business, you know, you can devote 15 minutes a day, which is great too. Whatever sort of works for you, maybe you take one whole day and you say, all I'm going to be doing is making sponsoring calls today. I'm not going to be answering the emails. Or if it's booking that you need to do, maybe that's all you're going to do. Or maybe you're going to split it into half an hour every single day this week. However it is, like, put it into your calendar and make sure that it happens. And, you know, it really will bring so many good vibes around you. What you will put out there, it will come back in one shape or another. And it may not be that day. It may be next week, but it absolutely will. So think about doing that. And then let me see what other things I wanted to sort of touch base with. I think it's really just, you know, when you're having that conversation, like taking, especially with your friends, maybe you have friends across the country or in, from college or whatever, like sort of taking off your business hat with the people that you know really well and personally, and just be a friend to them and just say, you know, as a friend, like, you know, you don't say as a friend, but just like talk about it more in a friendly manner. Like, I am loving this, and, you know, she may be annoyed that you didn't think about her, you know, a long time ago. She may be thinking, why did she not share this with me? Like, she's obviously loving this so much, you know, why is this not, you know, I wish you would tell me something about it. Like, just think about that way and just say, you know, I think this is so great. You're in a different part of the country and I don't get to see you all the time, so I'm not exactly sure what's going on, but I always thought you'd be so great at this. And I think also, you know, if, when you get some people on sponsored this month, you know, explain to them right off the bat how they can bring a friend on with them too, and you will help, you know, train those people. And because I really do think stylists have a lot of fun when they're doing it with a friend, whether it's someone in their same town, which is what happened to me when I started. One of my very good friends in my same town started right, you know, on my team, and we thought, oh God, we have a lot of the same friends. How is this whole thing going to work out? And it was fantastic, and we had a blast doing it. So, you know, share it that way too, and think about your friends and family all over the country. And I think just keep talking about it. Like, even if it's you talk to one person every single day in one way or another, this business is going to come around and you're going to be sponsoring more and more. And I know, you know, Tish Mefford, she's constantly sponsoring our Diamond Director, and she literally does some sort of outreach every single day, even if it's a quick text or it's a Facebook message or it's a phone call. I mean, I know she sort of blocks time off to really follow up with her past customers who had really, you know, risen her eyebrows about, okay, this could be a great stylist. But she always is doing one little thing every single day. And if we just sort of keep chipping away at it, it's like Danielle climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. Like one teeny tiny little step. If we just keep doing that, it will get us there. So those are just some ideas that I wanted to spread out with you guys and get your minds thinking about your 60-second commercial, making sure that you're just talking about it. How are you going to fine-tune it in your group hello? And just focusing on it and sharing it. And with this opportunity of the new stylist sign-up special this month, it's the perfect reason to reach out. That's what I'm going down and I'm saying. I just had to call you because I'm so excited about this new opportunity that they just announced, this great special, and I wanted to reach out to you because you've always been on my mind as someone that I thought would be fantastic at this and might really love how this could fit into your already very busy life. And so it was the perfect time to reach out and talk to you about it. So I'm going to open it up and see if you guys have any specific questions or if you have any other ideas that have worked for you, words that you've said or venues that you've gone to or types of people that you thought about. One other last little note is, you know, I would definitely, when you're talking about these sponsoring conversations and you're thinking about building this team, think about different demographics too. You want to have people on your team who are, you know, maybe an older generation, maybe a younger generation, maybe different ethnic backgrounds, you know, living in different parts of the country, you know, urban or rural, you know, thinking about how you can add a lot of diversity to your team is going to be a great way to grow as well. So does anyone have any questions or comments on this topic?
I would just like to say, just don't be frightened to ask someone who you think is the least thing they would be thinking about. I myself was on holiday, obviously, when I met you, Carrie, and it was not something that I was thinking about whatsoever. We were going through some really horrible personal things, and I had a really busy business as well as a part-time job, and I was not thinking about anything else at all. And then just being presented with the opportunity, it was, to be honest, so good an opportunity that I didn't want to pass it up. So don't be frightened to put yourself out there and ask.
I think that is the question
because you never know who it might be good for, and it's not fair to, I just feel it's not fair to not put the opportunity out there for someone because you don't know what's going on in their life at all, and this might just be the perfect thing for them. So don't be frightened.
I absolutely agree, Laura. That's such a great point because we never want to prejudge anyone whatsoever because you're absolutely right. You know, it's just sort of like when you're booking a trunk show, I always tell myself I've got to talk to every single person at the show, you know, during that checkout because maybe I'm sitting on the couch chatting with one woman and talking about, oh, I'd love to do a show with you. Let's do this with your friends. And then maybe I didn't ask the other woman on the couch and she's thinking, I would have totally done that if she had asked me, you know, that sort of thing. And I think you're absolutely right. By just keeping it open, keeping an open mind, you never know what's going on in someone's life and what they may need, or maybe they have a friend, you know, in that situation too. So I think really great point. Thank you.
So does that kind of answers part of my question. I haven't offered the opportunity to all of my hostesses because I don't necessarily know that it would suit all of them in the sense that they maybe were doing it as a show for me as a favor rather than because they love the jewelry.
Yes.
Thinking of if I email all these people, I suppose I could ask for a referral.
Yes, absolutely I would. You know, you could say if it was a past show, you could say, you know, I had so much fun at your show. It was such a great time. And, you know, I would start by offering it to them too, but just say, you know, we've come out with this great special. And, you know, I would just be remiss if I didn't mention this to you because you were so good at it. I mean, you knew what you were doing. You had fun hanging with your friends. And, you know, you earned great free jewelry credits and I earned great cash commissions on it. You know, since we had this special, I wanted to reach out and see if this is something that you would ever consider doing. And if she's like, oh, no, I could never do it because of X, Y, or Z, maybe you could find a way to sort of say, you know, explain like, well, actually, I am working full-time too, and I do it on my schedule when I want to, or whatever the reason. But if it's like an absolute no, then say, you know, absolutely no problem. I completely respect that. It's just such a great opportunity. They love to share it. You know, if you have any friends who you think might like to try a little something new or, you know, have that fashion sense or may just want to earn a little extra cash or whatever the case may be, I'd love to share this opportunity with them. We don't do any advertisements, so it's all just sort of referral, and it's a great, you know, part-time, hobbyist, or full-time gig. It's sort of up to them. So I think, you know, that's a great thing to talk to them about because hostesses are just a natural no matter what because they have had you into their house or they're going to have you in, so you're going to plant some seeds about, you know, talking about that opportunity. And maybe in your hostess, you know, for your shows coming up when you're doing your hostess coaching, you know, say to her, say, I am really excited. You know, we don't have any stylists in your area or whatever the case may be. Or, you know, we're really looking to expand this business. Even at this time of year, it's such a great time to start. Who out of your friends are coming who you think might be interested in learning a little bit more? I'd love for you to point them out to me, you know, and I could just hand her, you know, chat with her, or ask her if she might like to learn a little information or, you know, something like that. Because usually hostesses at that point, you know, are excited and they want it to go well, and they may say, oh yeah, you know, so-and-so actually, she might be a good one. You should think about it. And I think by prepping our hostesses in that way, they're that much more engaged during the show as well, which of course, back to hostess coaching, we really want them to be engaged and feel like they're a partner of ours throughout that, you know, hour and a half or 2 hours. And so if she's, you know, certainly helping you with the styling, and or she may be able to point out some people who would love, who would live in a different town and would love to do this sort of thing, that would be great. But also keeping her eye out for people who might be interested would be great, because even if she talks to her friend later and says, you know, Joanne or Laura or Val or, you know, anyone, Heather is having so much fun with this business. You know, I told her, you guys should talk. Because hearing it maybe from her friend, she might be that much more open to it.
Yeah, it might be better.
Yeah, right. Good. Anyone else? All right, guys. Well, I think everyone's got some tools, you know, sort of thinking about groups. Sometimes I think just thinking like, okay, I'm going to just reach out to my hostesses today. That might be one avenue that you go at. Or maybe I'm just going to reach out to 10 people today. Whatever it is, like, give yourself a little goal. Now is the absolute perfect time with a special. It really does give us the reason to reach out. So it doesn't have to be, you know, such a cold call coming out of the blue. There is an actual reason for it. And feel good about it. I think if you're in your good, happy place and you're thinking about why this business is working for you, and what you really love, you know, about it, and sharing that is what's genuine. Your genuine story of, you know, happiness, and, you know, we're all about the happiness in this business. And I really do. I love to say, you know, we don't have the jewelry or bag emergencies, because people can relate to that. You know, life is serious in so many ways. So it's nice to have something that's not so serious, but yet you could actually make a living doing something really fun. So I wish you guys the best of luck. I'd love to get some tidbits going on our Facebook pages and see sort of what's working for you guys, or maybe how many people you're reaching out to, or any successful, you know, terminology you guys or verbiage you guys have used that has worked along the way. And, you know, we'll see where we're at. Maybe we'll do a follow-up call later this month and sort of see where people are at and sort of fine-tune, and then hopefully we'll get into some new stylist training. And we're going to be working on the new Jumpstart program, which the Home Office has just announced. We're sort of working in like a little beta format with some new goal worksheets for new stylists, which is going to be great, as well as the Jumpstart program. And then I think we're going to just sort of roll the new printed materials out in January at this point. But I think it's going to be really exciting, and more details will be coming in the lounge. But it's an amazing time to ramp up our trunk show calendars, ramp up our stylists, and then while you're at your shows, I just have to plug that, you know, while you're at your fall shows, be sure to start planting ideas and chatting with people about your January calendar and why it would be so great for them to be one of your debut hostesses for the spring collection. You know, in the dead of winter when nothing's going on in the diaries and the calendars, like, let's get together with your friends. Let's plan a little something fun after all the, you know, hubbub around the holidays. Let's have something to look forward to in January. So I think if you can start planting those seeds, you can come through with a robust January and just keep the momentum going. So good luck to everyone, and I hope to hear great things, and I wish you a fabulous October. Talk to you soon, guys.
Thanks, Daddy.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.